With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Learning more now about the death of a legendary actor.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell says a rodent-borne disease took the life of his wife, Betsy Arakawa, at their New Mexico home. Authorities also believe she was dead roughly 1 week before the actor died. Police say one arrest has been made and two more likely to come in connection with the death of a 20-year-old college student in Louisiana. That follows an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. Caleb Wilson, an engineering student, died in late February. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump acknowledges his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain.
On several occasions this past week, the president defended his embrace of tariffs while admitting there could be some negative repercussions.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
Neither he nor his press secretary would predict how much economic pain there could be or for how long. But even as the stock market sank, the president predicted long-term economic success. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overall, the U.S. labor market remains healthy, a 4.1% unemployment rate, but 151,000 jobs were added in February, along with investment commitments by a number of companies. Supporters of the president say that should silence his critics. This is SRN News. Pro-life laws are working.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australian nurse charged with making threats after she appeared in an online video saying she would not treat Israeli patients. Sir Abu Labdah, a Muslim, faces three federal offenses and has been released on bail. She and another nurse, Ahmad Nadir, were suspended from a hospital in Sydney, Australia. That over an online exchange with someone from Israel. This is SRN News. Wyoming's Freedom Caucus flexing its muscle.
Freedom Caucus leaders in the Wyoming House of Representatives are claiming victory after a legislative session in which most of their priorities got passed. Wyoming's the first state where a Freedom Caucus has taken control of a state house chamber. Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed three of the conservative lawmakers' top five bills into law. They include a steep property tax cut, a ban on diversity programs in government, and non-recognition of driver's licenses issued to unauthorized immigrants. Stricter voter registration and residency requirements still await Gordon's signature. Keith Peters reporting.
Rough driving conditions in parts of northern Arizona after a winter storm dumped some heavy snow in the region. That became a major factor in a 15-mile backup on parts of Interstate 40. More details at SRNnews.com.